City, hey, another night at the palace, 'cause there is nothing else to do. Oh, oh, uh-huh. The same people, the same drinks and the same music, the same quicksand. I think this harbor town is wasty, band, sing it fast. Hello, city. Found an enemy in me.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I don't talk to you.
Hello, city.
Hello, city. Hello, city.
The doom and gloom of the hotel room. I think this seaside beer hall should sink into the bay. Hello, city. You found an enemy in me.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ba-dum-dum-dum-ba-dum. Hello, city.
Hello, city. Hello, city.
Yeah, I caught you at a bad time. Maybe I should call you back next week. Maybe have to fall this mine that the sun didn't shine on Barrington Street.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hungry, so let's eat.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Climb down 3 flights to the streetlights, and the bar fights, we're just taking in the sights. I hope tomorrow that I up in my own bed. Hello, city. Ooh, you found an enemy in me.
Oh, 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 oh.
Hello, city.
Hello, city.
Hello, city.
Hi, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania. Lafayette College Radio, that is, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is
Remix Tape. And I'm Sarah Morse.
And I'm Lindsay Ceballos. And today we have a very special guest.
I'm Simon Tonev.
Whoa, his voice just went down 2 octaves.
Yeah, definitely.
I've done this before, but I'm the Director of Institutional Research at Lafayette College, and I'm going to share my mixtape with you guys today.
Awesome. And yeah. Simon, you also run a podcast, or are co-host a podcast that we've had 2 other people from. So mm-hmm. Would you like to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, it's technically, I've run the numbers. It's the least listened to podcast on campus right now, given how many episodes we have and how few people listen. It is Various Breads and Butters, and me and Ben Cohen and a host of interns run that podcast. And you can find us on iTunes, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter at some later date, and you can email us at variousbreadsandbutters@gmail.com.
See, this is the routine that we have to get down, because we have a Twitter, but we never we never promote it, so.
That would be...
Our Twitter is pretty active, not as active as Various Breads and Butters Twitter at some later date, mm-hmm. but ours is at re_mixtape. So please follow both Various Breads and Butters and Remix Tape for all of your podcast needs. And how many podcast episodes do you have right now?
I think we just recorded episode 87 or so. And longtime listeners will know that episodes 1 through 42, I think, were lost. We still can't find them. But they were some great episodes. A lot of famous people.
totally.
And we've started our new run recently. But of the new run, we have more than 40 episodes. So there's an entire library waiting for you if you have some time to just go back and listen to them.
Excellent. Well, today we have this amazing mixtape that you make that we're tentatively calling Emergence, Simon's Emergence. And can you kind of give us, there's obviously one big theme to this, but can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, I'm Canadian. A lot of people know that. If you don't, that's what I am. I think so. This is purely 80s and 90s Canadian music that had a sort of an impact on my life, and I think largely it was the reason I called it my emergence was what came before this. And you know, music has always been one of those things that it's very personal to everyone, but to me it was one of those things where, you know, when someone asked me what my musical taste was at one point in my life, I was always embarrassed because I wasn't really sure it was cool. I wasn't really sure about that kind of stuff. And so there was a point where somehow I fell into listening to a lot of Peter Cetera. And that was somewhere in the 80s. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with Peter Cetera. Nothing wrong with Chicago. Mm. But when I got to high school and the kids asked me what my music was, I said, oh, I like Chicago, thinking that was an okay answer. And then the first response was, oh, my mom listens to that. And you know, which is fine. If moms listen to this, that's great.
But when mom rock.
Yeah. Mom rock. Chicago.
If you're a freshman in high school, it's a little bit worse than that. So, yeah. So when I got one of my friends in high school, Duncan Robertson, was a friend of mine. He was into a lot of Canadian music, and he introduced me to bands like Skydiggers, which we'll be hearing, Tragically Hip. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And before that, I had thought that Canadian music was, you know, not that great. It just wasn't on my radar. And so I found music that I actually liked, and there was a sort of a patriotic aspect to it that I also enjoyed. And, you know, when I moved down to the States in the late 90s, I could carry that with me. And it was nice to have.
Do you feel the burden of representing Canada for the lower state?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I guess I've become old enough. I'm over 40 now. So, you know, I really like this music. If other people like it, that's great. If they don't, that's okay too.
Do you still like Chicago?
I'm still a sucker for a good horn section. I will listen to them on and off, but mostly they're, you know, like Saturday in the Park, stuff like that. I do like them, but this is sort of, this is more of my stuff. And then even from this, there's been other evolutions of this, but I'm trying to focus this on sort of 80s and 90s type stuff.
This is great. I think we should hear the next few tracks from Simon's mix. By the way, we started the show with Hello City from Bare Naked Ladies, which we can talk about after we play the next block. So take a listen.
Farm. I don't need to deceive. My shoulder still burns where you touched me last night. You hugged me and walked out the door. We've been pretending that we're only friends, but tonight we can feel something more. Just being around you is making me warm. One touch and I know that I'll melt in your arms. There's no way to stop this burning desire, 'cause there's nothing as hot as a slow burning fire.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Remix Tape. We just heard the next couple of tracks from Simon's mix.
Emergence.
His emergence into
Canadian
music of the 80s and 90s. And so we just heard Eat My Brain from Odds, Slow Burning Fire from Skydiggers. And again, beginning everything was Hello City from Bare Naked Ladies.
Simon, do you want to tell us about like how you were telling a little bit about this while they were listening to music?
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell us about how you kind of made these choices and how you chose your scope?
Well, I tried to pick a lot of things that obviously were personal to me and music that I listened to in the 80s and 90s, sort of high school, going into college. And I tried also to get sort of a geographical representation across Canada. So Hello City is Bare Naked Ladies, and they're from, I think, Scarborough, Ontario, which is right outside of Toronto. They were singing about Halifax, though, in that particular song. Eat My Brain is Odds, who was a group out of Vancouver, so all the way to the West Coast.
Mm.
Slow Burning Fire is Skydiggers, and they're, I'm almost certain, out of Toronto. So I was trying to get that sort of
sounds like two cities
aesthetic. Yeah, well I mean, and there are more as we go.
Okay.
There are more as we go.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Good. So Toronto and Vancouver, but we'll get more.
So for our listeners, this is the definitive mix for Canada.
Definitely. There's no other mix than this. But, you know, and obviously there's a time issue here. So there's, you know, we're talking about sort of late 80s, early 90s type stuff. There's clearly a lot of Canadian bands that came before, and there's many Canadian bands that came after. But this was, like I said, more personal to my the time in my life where I was listening to these songs.
Your emergence.
My emergence from Peter Cetera into more respectable music. And that, the, no offense to Peter Cetera, if you're listening out there, you're a
Don't
great singer songwriter. Yeah, that's right, exactly.
And yeah, moms.
Yeah.
Exactly. Moms who love that horn section.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. How do you feel as an Ontarian?
Mm-hmm.
That is
correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that? What do you think if you're talking with other Canadians from other provinces? Mm-hmm. What do you identify with from your province? And do you have a kind of rivalry situation with any of the other provinces?
Oh, yeah. No,
is there East Coast, West Coast Canadian music battles?
It's a good question. I mean, it's not so much Ontario as Toronto, which is where I'm from, you know, the actual city, not sort of the outskirts and stuff. And there is a sense in Canada where sort of the earth revolves around Toronto, and people in Toronto think that the earth revolves around them, and every other place, you know, we have in the United States flyover states and stuff like that. Every other place but Toronto is a flyover state to many people in Toronto. And it's sometimes hard to get out of that mode. You know, the head offices of the NHL are in Toronto. So whenever there's like a call on the ice that needs to be judged, they sent, you know, go to Toronto, make a judgment call, come back to, you know, to make the call on the ice. And so
I love that. That's like the main thing. You're like,
it's Canadian.
This is how you know we have authority. You know. Is the NHO is here?
Yeah, and it's not. It's not so much. You know, they. It's a negative thing, I think, and Toronto could do better to realize that there's places outside of it. But it's sometimes hard. It's a big city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should we listen to a few more and then we can continue to discuss Canada?
Yeah, let's continue. So let's hear the next few tracks from Simon's mix. Be back in a second.
I am the fountain of affection. I'm the instrument of joy. To keep the good times rolling, I'm the boy, I'm the boy. You know the world could be our oyster if you just put your trust in me. 'Cause we'll keep the good times rolling. Wait and see, wait and see. I'll wait and see. There's exultation, there's sweet disintegration, a few discolorations, then it comes along. Up is what he chooses, the kisses and the bruises, there ain't nothing he refuses, then it comes along, it comes along. And I am lifted, I am lifted, I am lifted, when I'm up I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground.
He just needs something to find him, something to wind him up. It won't take long to find him when it comes on strong. Lights are spinning, the night is just beginning, and then it comes on strong, it comes on strong. And I am lifted, I am lifted, I am lifted.
When I'm up I can't get down, can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up I can't get down, get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up I can't get down, can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. Oh, 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 I can't get down. Oh, no, 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 I
when I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. Oh, I can't get down. Oh, no, 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 I can't get down. Oh, no, 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 I can't get down.
Pushing around the weather vane, Jesus. The simple lighter, he sees the killer's fate. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing new. No one's interested in something you didn't do. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what the morning brings. Dreamy dreams where the high school's dead and start. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray and sinister, hung with pictures of our parents' prime ministers. We came and pretty things. Wait and see what tomorrow brings. Late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. 'Cause if you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see. We kings and pretty things.
say that you're leaving, well, that comes as no surprise. Still, I kinda like this feeling of being left behind. This ain't nothing new to me. Well, it's just like going home. It's kind of like those sunsets that leave
Hey everyone, welcome back to Remix Tape. We're here with Simon. We just heard When I'm Up, I Can't Get Down, Great Big Sea, Wheat Kings, The Tragically Hip, and then Hasn't Hit Me Yet, Blue Rodeo. Simon, can we hear just quickly the geographical
associations? Absolutely. I know that's mostly the interest of the listening audience. So, Great Big Sea is sort of my Maritimes group. So they're out of Newfoundland. Wheat Kings, of course, is a Tragically Hip who are famously, at least in Canada, from Kingston, Ontario, which is about halfway between Toronto and Ottawa. They are singing about the prairies in that song, or at least that's the setting of the song there.
Is that Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan or Manitoba, somewhere in there. Mm. And then Hasn't Hit Me Yet, Blue Rodeo. Blue Rodeo is also out of Toronto. I am pretty certain about that.
Yeah. Well, we have, just to start things off, we have a question from intern Peter. Yeah. Peter Todaro.
So when I was initially listening to this playlist, Simon, I was noticing, and it's become sort of a coined phrase now, I guess, you're in the studio, but the
classic Peter.
The tonal contiguousness of this playlist, because sometimes we'll get playlists that are like really multi-genre, sort of like undulating transitions. Mm-hmm. You don't really know what's going to happen next.
Sure.
And this is like, it's very smooth.
I guess. And another way of saying it is that I'm the best so far that you guys have had on the show. I thought about it. I mean, obviously these bands, like there's a variety in these bands, and each band has a variety of sounds within it. I tried to pick things that were a little bit on the more mellow side from these. I mean, the Tragically Hip, for instance, can really rock out on a lot of their songs, but this was a very sort of soft song. So I wanted to play that. There is sort of a lot of interbreeding within these bands. You know, you have situations where, you know, backup singers on one band have their own band, or, you know, this person sat in for a session, and so you're gonna get a lot of the similar sounding things as a result of that. So I think that's a really good observation.
Way to go, intern Peter. I have a question. Yeah. Can we back up to the Tragically Hip?
Sure.
And will you tell us about their last concert?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a sad story. So they've been around since the late 80s and have been touring ever since. And last year...
This is the gem of Canada.
This is...
Canadian music.
The what?
The Tragically Hip are the gem of Canadian music, the national treasure.
Yes, yes, correct. I don't know who Jim is.
Jem,
yeah.
Sarah's accents making things complicated.
Wow.
I thought there was somebody named Jim that I wasn't like, who? But yes, the gem, definitely a gem. And so back last year, Gord Downie, who is the lead singer of the group, announced that he had brain cancer, and it was inoperable, and he was, you know, he didn't have much longer to go. And so they did a farewell tour, but their final farewell tour was on August 20th, 2016, in Kingston, Ontario, which is where they're from. And, you know, it was a small venue, about 7,000 people. Not many people got there. Justin Trudeau was there.
Done.
Yeah, he knew someone who knew someone.
I wonder who.
I just looked online, and apparently about 12 million people tuned in. So this was during the Olympics, and CBC, who broadcast the Olympics in Canada, preempted them to show this concert, and it was live streaming. It was on TV, and about 12 million people tuned in, which, if you think about the population of Canada, which is, you know, just over 30 million, that's a large portion of the country watching this show. It was very sort of it was cathartic in some ways, but it was sad in a lot of other ways.
One thing that interests me is, like, earlier you were talking about this Canadian anxiety of not sure, being sure what your identity is.
Yep.
And it's interesting to think about, well, here's this huge population of Canada all tuning into the same thing, at least all valuing or in some way acknowledging the significance of this final concert. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to brainstorm, what would it be? Is there a figure like that in the United States that would kind of tap into such a large percentage of our population?
I also just wanted to follow up with what you were saying, Simon, about the CBC deciding mm-hmm. to air this concert at the same time that they could have had making all this money broadcasting the Olympics. To me, this is like so counter to what you would expect from the war between the three big, you know, networks in the U.S. There's no way. Yeah, like, I can't imagine that happening.
That's a great point, Lindsay. And I should add, it was entirely commercial free.
Yeah.
On TV and streaming.
This is crazy. This is why people love Canada, everybody. That's all I'm saying. If there is something that unites Canada,
I will let them know.
Maybe it's CBC somehow. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean it is unexpected. It is an important. I mean it's sort of in some ways our NPR of or PBS of
right.
You know, it's a public broadcaster up there, and so yeah, it's important. It's an important aspect of our culture and our identity.
Yeah. Okay, so that was my sort of Canadian love fest. But now, yeah. Sarah's point was: could we envision in the U.S. a similar kind of concert broadcast on NBC or something like that?
If you think that United States is about 300 million people, you'd have to consider something along the lines of 100 to 120 million people watching.
I'm
not sure that any broadcast, you know, the final episode of MASH or something like that, even.
Right.
Came close to that. So I don't know if it would be a possibility to have that in the same proportion. But I'm open for ideas.
Lindsay's next band name is Madonna's Death Concert.
It's the concert where she performs for the last time and dies on the stage. Yeah.
Whoa.
Madonna, I don't want you to die. No. I really like you.
No.
Just for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Right. How do we segue out of that question?
I don't know. We do need to do a public service announcement, and a lot of these are about death.
A lot of them are quite dark.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess we can do food safety. I think we've done this before.
Nice.
This one's called Clean. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. That's our segue. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Wow. Did you hear that? Make sure that you clean your surfaces.
Especially Madonna.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do not.
You never know what's coming. And when you're like a raw veganist.
Exactly. Just boil everything, Madonna. Just boil everything. Oh, wait. That's not raw anymore.
Raw. All right, we should move on. One thing that food safety, if you're not careful, you could go blind. And our next song is I Go Blind.
Wow, excellent. Okay, let's hear the next few songs from Simon's mix. More about Canada, about rock.
About death.
And about death, because death is everything. It's all around us.
So dark.
Sorry, this got really dark. Anyway, here are the next few tracks from Simon's mix.
I go blind. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home.
Welcome back to Remixtape. We just heard the next few tracks from Simon's mixtape, starting with I Go Blind, 5440. Next, Under a Stormy Sky, Daniel Lanois. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Jeez. And then Home for a Rest, Spirit of the West. Simon, could you explain your selection of these songs?
Explain yourself. So I Go Blind was 5440, which is a band out of Vancouver. So again, going across the country again. That was a song that was covered by, people might know, covered by Hootie and the Blowfish in, I think, the early 2000s, yeah. Late 90s.
The Hoots.
The Hoots. You guys need an entire episode related to Hootie and the Blowfish, I would think.
Do we? Mm-hmm.
I think we need an entire episode?
I think we won't ever do that,
yes.
But thank you.
just trying to help.
Yeah.
And then Under a Stormy Sky, Daniel Lanois, that's my French-Canadian sort of entry into this. He was actually he did one album Acadie, and I think that he didn't do anything else, but he was a very, very good, and maybe still is a good producer. So he produced U2 and bands like that.
Yeah, wow.
So, and then Home for a Rest is Spirit of the West. They're also out of Vancouver, as their name in shows, and that was sort of a I don't know, roiling, like, Irish type of a song there.
So again,
trying to get a little bit of geography covered there, and all that's left is the middle of the country, which hopefully, I guess, we will get to.
Whoa.
On the next song from The Weaker Thans. The Weaker Thans from Winnipeg. There you go.
Wow. Well, Simon, we are coming to the end of our show, but I do want to say a little promotion that you tomorrow are going to be a judge,
yes,
for this very important contest mm-hmm. that we have going on at the Lafayette College Library.
That is correct.
Do you want to tell us what we're doing?
I'm not 100% sure what we're doing.
You just recruited.
I know
into this.
That I will be eating cake in the shape of books, and then judging those cakes based on a number of different things.
Yes, that is exactly right.
Okay.
So tomorrow there is an edible books contest for those of you that are on Lafayette, around Lafayette. You may come. You may make a book.
Where is that happening? What time?
It is in the Simon Room of Skillman Library. To enter, you have to get your cake / food product, because it doesn't necessarily have to be cake.
Okay.
There by 10:45. And to participate in the kind of judging, you might be there from 11 to noon at some point. And then to participate in the eating, which is probably what everybody really wants, starts at noon. So come to Skillman Library for that. And the entries can be book-shaped, book-themed, a pun kind of related to a book. Sure. We're very generous in our definitions. But Simon will be judging, mm-hmm. and I will be there. So I think you guys should do it.
Yeah, if you have any issues with what I've said today on this radio show, come on and just let me know about it.
Yeah. Come contest.
Mm-hmm. Over cake. Yep. It sounds delicious. I wish I could make it.
Great. Well, so thank you all for listening. You guys have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, Remix Tape. We're going to exit playing Simon's last song, we're going to leave with Simon's last song, which is called Left and Leaving by the Weaker Thans. And in the meantime, next week we have a really special guest. Who's our guest next week? Sarah Edmonds.
Sarah Edmonds will be on, and I think she's bringing vinyl on, so bring it on, man. Mm-hmm. Another vinyl remix tape. Let's do this.
And between now and then, you can follow us on re_mixtape on Twitter. And yeah, I think that's all of the promotions I could possibly put out in one breath. So we're going to go ahead and leave you with Left and Leaving.
All right,
Thanks
here
so
we
much.
Go.
My city's still breathing, but barely, it's true. Through buildings gone missing like teeth, the sidewalks are watching me think about you. Sparkled with broken glass, I'm back with scars to show. Back with the streets I know. Never take me anywhere but here. Faces I know. We meet here for our dress rehearsal to say. you're lying on to lead you home. You're lying on to lead you home. You're lying on to lead you home.
Hey everyone, so that was the last track from Simon's mix, but we did want to do our sign off, and we wanted to add a special closing song, just because I love the band, and the band is something Canadian. Like 75 or 80% Canadian.
All about it.
Yeah, Levon, love you, rest in peace. So we're going to sign off and hear Acadian Driftwood.
Stay rad.
Or bad.
The war was over and the spirit was broken. The hills were smoking as the men withdrew. Stood on the cliffs and watched the ships slowly sinking to their rendezvous.
They signed a treaty and our homes were taken. Loved ones forsaken, they didn't give a damn. Try to raise a family, end up the enemy. Over what went down on the plains of Abraham.
Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind. They call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front, golden end. What a way to ride, oh, what a way.
Stayed on to finish what they started. They never parted, they're just built that way.
We had kin living south of the border. They're a little older and they've been around. They wrote in a letter, life is a whole lot better. Pull up your stakes, children, and come on down.
Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind. They call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front, moving in. What a way to ride, oh, what a way.
My clothes were wet and I was drenched to the bone. Been out ice fishing, too much repetition. Make a man wanna leave the only home he's known. Sailed out of the Gulf, heading for St. Pierre.
people their sin. You better keep moving on.
Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, you call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold run, moving in. What a way to ride, oh, what a way to go.
Everlasting summer filled with ill content. This government had us walking in chains. This isn't my turf. This ain't my season. Can't think of one good reason to remain.
Oh, we're worse than the sugar fields up from. It was evergreen up until the flood. You could call it an omen, point you where you're going. Set my compass north, I got winter in my blood.
Acadian driftwood, gypsy tail.